charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coghlan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Coghlan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Coghlan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right. Welcome back. As they just announced the teams. And, crowd's getting into it. People on their feet. National anthem. All right. Let's play football tonight. It is a beautiful day. Beautiful night for some football. Time is 68 degrees outside. It looks to get a little bit cooler as the night goes on, but not by much. I don't think we could have better weather for tonight. Looking at the radar, don't see any storms over the horizon, so we should be clear. Last week was rainy for Shawamigan, really rainy, and I'm like in perfect condition. Both teams did the coin toss already before the national anthem. So I'm still waiting to see the result of that. But it looks like, to me, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles will be receiving the ball to start. And the Warcats will be kicking. Warcats are setting to receive the ball at second half. We're just waiting on the refs to give their signal for the Warcats to kick off to the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Set. Refs, there it is. There's a signal, and boom, we kickoff. Game start. Caught at about the 10-yard line, takes it right up the field, get a good block, breaks a tackle, keeping up the middle, and he's just carrying the pile with him until he's eventually tackled at about the 35-yard line. Good return, about 25 yards. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles will be getting their first offense at the 35-yard line. Warcats on defense. All right, here comes the break. We have one wide receiver left, two running backs directly behind Hudson and Shotgun. Ball snapped. Fake handoff. Oh, real handoff right. Takes the right. Big hit. Carries it forward for about 5 yards until he's taken to the ground. Good run by Dalton Schmidt. You love to see it. You love to see when a running back isn't afraid of a hit. He lowered his shoulder on the first defender that came and kind of rolled him over. He got another, you know, yard or two after that, but that's a good hit. All right. Second down, five to go. One wide receiver left, same formation, two running backs lined up behind the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked, low hike, keeps the block, blitz, throws it, catch at number 15. We have a first down. He carries it down the field and goes out of bounds to the right side of the field. Great play. That Warcat's got incredible penetration up the center of the line, and both running backs were barely able to catch the blitz, giving Hudson just enough time to throw the ball for a completion of about 15 yards. So the ball will be placed. It looks to be about the 27-yard line. First and 10. One wide receiver left. One running back. Tight end is on left side of the line. Chaka. Ball hike. Ball fake. Handoff. Reverse to the left. AJ takes it up the field. He's carrying a few open. They stuff him. And he is tackled from lack of forward motion. AJ never actually went down, but they were able to get enough guys there to stop forward progress for about a three-yard gain. Ball is now at the 23-yard line. As it is now second and about six. Swamig and Screaming Eagles are driving the ball. If you're just joining us, in the first quarter with 10 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock, 0-0. One wide receiver left, shotgun. Ball fumbled. Hudson had to pick it back up off himself, and he just rushes up the middle. That was definitely not the play, but it was a good snap. It's just Hudson dropped the ball. He was able to pick it up, and just he ran forward for about 3 yards. So he made something out of nothing. That could have gone bad. but Hudson's got to secure the ball. That is not mistakes you want to make, especially on your opening drive. 10 minutes on the clock. First quarter, 0-0, as they are driving for their first score. Third down and about three to go. Ball hike, handed off up the middle. He carries it, lowers his shoulder, gets a first down, and is able to bring it in within the. Let's see, where's the ref going to place that? About the 14-yard line, first and 10. Screaming Eagles are driving, trying to get a first touchdown. They've had a very effective drive. 9 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, 0-0. All right. Screaming Eagles are on the first and 10. Wide receiver right, shotgun, two running backs in the backfield. Hike the ball, handoff up the middle, and, oh, great, great penetration by the Warcats. As number, it looked to be, I think it's 25, Landon Heisler made a great tackle. If there was a gain, it was only a foot. That was a great defensive stop there. It is now second and 10. Warcats are looking. They've been allowing them to move down the field on this first drive, but they need to tighten up, and that's a great start. Wide receiver right. Shotgun. Two running backs in the backfield. Oh, one running back. He came in motion to the tight end position. Ball hiked. Fake handoff. Handoff to the tight end left to go right, but the Warcats got in the backfield and took him down for a loss. Great defensive play. Offensive play, that seemed to just be a long developing fake reverse rush. I'll be honest, don't like it, and I don't think they should run it again. But the Warcats were able to pounce on that and get a tackle for a loss, about a 3-yard loss. It is now third and 13, 0-0, 8 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. Wide receiver left, wide receiver left coming in. Ocean Hudson takes a direct snap to run it up the field. He takes it past the line of scrimmage where he was and carries it for maybe 10 yards, but because it was third and 13, it's going to be fourth and four, fourth and five maybe. It was a great run, but really it doesn't get him the first down. However, they're keeping their offense on the field. Screaming Eagles want it. It's going to be fourth and about four, and they are trying to get this first down or touchdown here. Pin them deep. If they don't get it, Warcats are going to have a long field to go. First quarter, 0-0, 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Fourth down and five to go. Screaming Eagles. Two running backs in the backfield. Shotgun, wide receiver right. Ball hiked low. He follows his blocker. Hudson Hilgard takes it left. Dodges two people, but there's not enough forward motion. He stopped for a turnover on downs. Warcats were able to absolutely tighten up their defense and stop what was otherwise a drive that was moving down the field really effectively. Good job for the Warcats. It's now their offense with 7 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock, first quarter 0-0. They stop the ball at about the 8-yard line. So they got 92 yards to go. Warcats, quarterback under center, two running backs, one wide receiver left. Ball hiked. Hand off up the middle. He's fallen his blocker, but the defender was able to shed his block. Number 28, or 26, Dalton Schmidt, shed his block and was able to get the tackle, about a 1-yard gain. Warcats, now second and 9, 7 minutes on the clock, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, 0-0, 91 yards to go. All right, tight formation, no wide receivers, two running backs and quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Ball quick handoff, and there's just nothing there. Running back ran forward, trying to look for a gap to go through, and it just wasn't there. So another yard gained, but we're looking at 3rd and 8 at their own 10-yard line. They're pinned really deep here. You need to get some yards just so you can punt the ball far enough so that the Eagles don't have good field position. All right, 6 minutes, 25 seconds on the clock, first quarter, 0-0. Warcats, they're doing a spread off. They got a wide receiver left, wide receiver right. Keeps the ball, rolls out left, throws it deep, and we got a pass defense. Number 15 was on the defense. That would be Corbin Phelps breaks up the pass, and Malta was the intended receiver. Senior, 6'3", 180, wide receiver. He had a chance. He actually had a chance on the ball. However, the ball was underthrown, and they gave Screaming Eagles good position to turn and try to pick that off, but they knocked it down. All right. Punter comes out. Incredible punt. Absolutely flipped the field position. He kicked that thing as a spiral, and that went out at about the 28-yard line on the other side of the field. So what the Eagles were kind of hoping for was closer field, but they didn't get it. So, all right. It is now the second offense. The score is still 0-0, 6 minutes on the clock in the first quarter. And the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles will take over on offense at their own 28-yard line. They come out with a spread formation. No running backs. Four receivers. Shotgun. Ball hiked. He's looking left. Looks in the center. Throws it down the center. Oh, he had a guy open. He had Corbin Phelps open, but he overthrows him by about 3 yards. Didn't have a chance. I mean, great, great play. Receivers got open. You had time. Good blocking. It's just overthrown. You know, he's going to want that one back. Second and 10. See what the Eagles come out with. All right. Looks like they're going spread offense again. Four wide receivers, two on each side. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Looks to the center. Looks right. Throws it. Oh, but it's blocked by the Warcats and picked off. What a great athletic play. Warcats get the interception. Hudson goes back to pass as a guy open, and as he throws, his arm hits the defender trying to block the pass. The ball goes straight up in the air, and it comes down, and I believe number 25, Landon, gets the pick. Great, great play by the Warcats. There's a big momentum shift. Now they're almost in the red zone. They take over at the 25-yard line in enemy territory. Shotgun, two wide receivers, right, one left. They do a reverse motion to the right, and he's tackled in the backfield. Great, great tackle by the Screaming Eagles. Number 55 was able to get out there on the reverse, and that would be Jeremiah McGill. Great tackle by the Screaming Eagles. 5 minutes and 30 seconds in the first quarter. Second and 13 for the Warcats after the interception off a blocked pass. Let's see if they can take this opportunity and turn it into points. All right, shotgun. Oh, quarterback is changing up the offense. All right, wide receiver right, wide left. Running back, shotgun. Ball hiked, low, he gets it. We have a blitz at the middle, and they absolutely are able to get to the quarterback, but he releases it for a screen, and he just barely overthrows it. Oh, if he was able to bring that catch down, that might have been a big gain. They were able to, I mean, you'd like to see the quarterback throw it a little bit earlier, but he did a great job of inviting the pressure towards him. But the incomplete pass. So we're looking at 3rd and 13 with 5 minutes in the first quarter. Scoreless on both sides. Warcats are running a tight formation. Two running backs with the quarterback under center. Ball hike. Pitches it right. He's looking for a hole, but there's none. Absolutely, absolutely swarmed and taken to the dirt. Screaming Eagles are able to stop them on four to make it fourth down. It's about 14, another yard. Oh, sorry, about 2 yard gain. It's a 4th and 12. Let's see what the Warcats are going to do here. If they're going to pull, I don't think they're not going to punt. They're going to go for it. They're pretty deep into enemy territory. All right, here we go. Wide receiver right. Sorry, wide receiver left. The tight end is on the right side of the offensive line. Two wide receivers left, running back and in shotgun. Ball hiked, looks left, looking for a pass option, throws it up. He doesn't have an angle. We have picked off by number 11. Hudson Hilgard takes it. The ball was just floated, and the receiver didn't really have an opportunity to fight for the ball because the ball was so softly thrown and thrown up high. The safety had every chance to just go up and get it. So on 4th down, there's a turnover. Now, you could argue it's not that, you know, it's 4th and long. You're not going to probably get the conversion statistically, and now you just pin them even deeper. So, yes, you got the pick, but now you start your drive at the 7-yard line. Ball is fumbled. Hudson has to pick it up, and now he's running right. He's just got to beat the guy on the outside, and we have a flag on the play. We don't know what it is. He ran for a 1st down, maybe. See what the flag is. Just waiting on the refs to confer. Holding on the offense. That's going to be half the distance to the goal. Can't have penalties, especially when you're pinned this deep. So it's going to be 1st down again, and we're going to see where the ref marks it. If you're joining us, it's first quarter still, 4 minutes on the clock. 0-0, and the Screaming Eagles and the Warcats have traded interceptions. The Warcats picked off after great defensive pressure. They were able to block a pass and then pick it off. And then on 4th and long, the Screaming Eagles were able to intercept it back themselves. So here we are, 0-0, 4th quarter. Screaming Eagles are about 1st and 13 from their own 5. Ball hike. Hudson does a fake handoff and then keeps it himself and runs left, kind of sweep up the field. So we're looking at about 2nd down, about 9 to go, 2nd and 9. Right now the Eagles are just trying to dig themselves out of the possibility of getting a safety, and that play did just that. So now they are going to be at about the 7-yard line, but the 8-yard line. And so they have a little bit more room in the backfield to play with. All right, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, 2nd down and 9. Wide receiver right, 2 running back. Ball's hiked, looking for a pass. Throws it over the middle on a drag route to A.J. Morgan. He breaks the tackle with a stiff arm and then carries the pile forward. And we're looking at all the way up to the 25-yard line, a completed pass, 17-yard gain. Great play. Great play. A.J. Morgan was a superstar last week with those catches. He's 6'3", 195, one of our seniors. We're going to dearly miss him when he graduates, but he is putting on a show these last few weeks, and I just say keep feeding him. All right, 1st down, 26-yard line. Wide receiver left, 2 running backs, shotgun. Ball hiked, handoff up the middle. Oh, my goodness. They're lucky they didn't fumble that ball. The moment the quarterback handed the ball off, the Wildcats just took the running back to the ground. Big hit. Big hit, big play. That's a 4 or 5 yard loss. Yeah, you don't want to see that. I don't know what missed their assignment on the offensive line, but that was a great play by the Wildcats. The Warcats. All right. Wide receiver left, two running back shotgun. Ball hike. He's looking for his receiver. Throws it to the tight end. Catches it. Toe touch on the sideline. Good skill. Completed pass for about 6 yards. All right. They got the yards back, but it's still going to be third and 10, basically. 2 minutes, 27 seconds on the clock. First quarter, 0-0. Both teams looking for that first score. About third and 10. Sherman Eagles have the ball. Wide receiver left. Tight end left. One running back. Shotgun pass. Handoff up the middle. He's able to carry the ball about 5 yards. Gets a big hit and then take it to the ground. So we're looking at about fourth and six, fourth and five in that, depending on where the ref spots it. Eagles have a decision to make. Do they want to punt here or do they want, it looks like they're choosing to punt. They're falling. Well, wait. Quarterback's just going to confer with his coach. Yep. Screaming Eagles have elected to punt. I mean, they're at their own 30, so they'd be pretty risky to try to go for it on fourth and six. Warcats are setting to receive. All right, here we go. Punter's ready. Ball snapped. Good. And good kick. It bounces favorably for the Screaming Eagles, and it goes out of bounds for no return. Ball got kicked out around the 20-yard line. There's a minute 37 left on the clock. 0-0. Thank you for joining us so far. We're going to kick this to a 30-second ad break.
Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
All right, welcome back to the game. 1 minute, 30 seconds on the clock, still 0-0. Warcats just got the ball after a good defensive stop, and on their first play, they just took a direct snap, ran it right for about a 4-yard gain. Second and seven. See what the Warcats have. Both teams are scoreless in the first quarter with only a minute left to go. Still got good defensive stops. Both have turnovers, and we'll see what we have here. Tight formation, handoff. Oh, he keeps, and he's following his blocker. The quarterback running up takes a hit and kind of carries the ball forward a couple yards. Carter Pettit, the starting quarterback for the Warcats, 6'2", 210, big kid. When he's running the ball, it's going to be tough to take him down. Third and four at their own 32-yard line. Warcats have wide receiver right, wide receiver left, with the tight end lining up in the line on the right side. One running back in the backfield and the quarterback in shotgun. Carter takes the snap, looking for his receiver, looks left, looks right. Throws it to 25 and overthrows him, and Hudson Hilgart has the breakup there. Incomplete pass. That moves it to fourth and four as we await to see if they're going to punt or if they're going to go for it. They've elected to punt as they're pretty deep in their own territory. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. High snap, almost blocked, good high kick, takes it, fumble, and it looks like the Warcats came up with the ball. Corbin Phelps made a mistake. He should have called for a fair catch as the gunner was coming straight towards him. He tries to catch the ball on his hand, succeeds, but the gunner, because the ball's out in front of him, was able to hit his arm, and the ball was fumbled. Warcats took a great opportunity here to try to put points on the board as they flip the field. They're now at the opponent 28-yard line as they have the ball now. The Screaming Eagles want a chance to win this game. They can't turn over the ball. That's two turnovers in the first quarter. Two running backs, shotgun, ball hike, fake handoff, thrown as a screen, but the Screaming Eagles, they read everything. They basically tackled the quarterback and the guy that was getting the screen. About a 1-yard gain, second and nine. 30 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. 0-0. Orcats have the ball. Let's see here. All right. They're looking to bring out a wide receivers, one on each side. Tight end is lined up on the line on the right side with one running back in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Ball hike, fake handoff, rolls out left. Looking, he keeps the ball. Boom. Quarterback lowers his shoulder. Tries to break a tackle, but the defender stood tall and was able to take him to the ground. With that, that's the end of the first quarter. We remain scoreless on both sides. Both teams are putting up good defensive stops, but are making mistakes on offense. And it's looking like whoever can clear up the offense first is going to start putting points on the board. Thank you for joining us as we will head to a break as we get ready for the second quarter. 1 minute, please.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
All right, welcome back. The refs just gave the whistle to begin the second quarter. All right, Warcats, 3rd and 9. They're in the red zone as they are driving to try to get their first points to score. Welcome to the second quarter. Wide receiver left, wide receiver right, shotgun. Ball hiked, looking for the pass. Good penetration. Throws it up the middle. Great catch by number 12. Lucas got the pass. Great catch. Great throw on 3rd and 9. First down. And it looks to be an 11-yard line. So there's still a chance for another first down. It's not first and goal yet, but it's really close. All right. The clock just started rolling. It's 11 minutes and 40 seconds in the second quarter. 0-0. The Warcats are looking to put their first points on the board after taking advantage of a muff punt. All right. Ball's taken in shotgun. Look left for his receiver. Dunks it off to his running back, who's just unguarded, and just takes it into the end zone on the left side by the pylon. Great play. The running back looks like he's going to pick up a pass block, but he just takes off left, and there's no Screaming Eagle defend him even on him. So it's just a quick little dish off to the left. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Warcats are the first on the board. 6-0 as they're getting ready for their two-point conversion. Let's see what's happening here. Looks to be the refs are conferring about something and allowing, it looks like it's a ref timeout. All right, well, it is now 6-0 in the second quarter, just started. Warcats are leading with they still have to either go for an extra point or two-point conversion. We'll kick it to a 30-second break as the refs are figuring out what's going on.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back. Warcats taking the ball. Ball hiked, fake handoff up the middle, pitches it right, takes it right, and the Screaming Eagles are able to meet the guy as he tries to take it to the right pylon and stopping him for a tackle. Two-point conversion is incomplete, leaving the score at 6-0. Warcats are in the lead with 11 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock in the second quarter. quarter. All right. Warcats able to finally take advantage of a turnover that went in their favor. They punted it and were able to force a fumble on the return, and they recovered. Screaming Eagles are set to receive. They're set to receive, and if they need to put some points on the board. They've been making mistakes tonight. They've had an interception. They've had a fumble. And they've been able to move the ball pretty darn effectively, but they've also had a penalty. So they've just been making mistakes. So if the Eagles can be tidying that up, I think they have an opportunity to respond in kind. All right, we're just waiting for the refs to give the signal for the Warcats to kick off. All right. There's the whistle. There, and here is the kick. Boom. Low kick. Looks like it's just going to go out of bounds for a touchback. Looks like a missile of a kick. Warcats, as they now switch sides. They're on defense once again. Screaming Eagles are set to take over for their first offense of the second quarter. 1 minute and 18 seconds left on the clock. In the second quarter, Warcats are up 6-0. All right. The ball is placed at the 15, and I should have mentioned this earlier, but on this particular field, this is eight-man ball. This is an 80-yard field, so midfield is at the 40-yard line, and they'll be starting their offense on the 15-yard line. So if you're wondering why that's the case, that's why. It's a short field. And so here we go. Wide receiver right, two running backs, quarterback shotgun. Ball hike, handoff up the middle. He's just rolling over, guys. They can't take him down. Man, I feel like everybody in the Warcats took a chance to just put a hand on him, but he was able to basically carry some people for a 9-yard gain with a run up the A-gap to the right. 11 minutes, just crested in the second quarter. 6-0 Warcats, as the Screaming Eagles are now on offense. 9-yard gain, second and one. Let's see where they go from here. Tight formation. Quarterback to shotgun with a one wide receiver right. Ball hiked, hand off up the middle. He jukes it left, takes a big hit, and stays on his feet, but he's fighting, and it looks like it's just no gain. It looked like to be a design play up the middle, but it just wasn't there. So he tried to cut it outside. The Warcats had great swarming ability of the ball on that play. All right, third and one for the Screaming Eagles. 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. They're trailing by 6-0. One wide receiver left. Tight ends are left as well, but they're tight end. Shotgun. Ball hike. Handoff up the middle. Ball is fumbled. He would have had the first down, but the running back turned around. It just was knocked out of his hands. Oh, we have an injured player on the field for the Screaming Eagles as the coaching staffs are coming out and the refs have called for a timeout. While we're figuring out who is hurt, we will kick it to a one-minute break.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right, welcome back. The injured player is still laying down the field as the coaching staffs and refs, and they're trying to talk to him. I'll give you an update as soon as I know more. Everyone in the field is taking a knee. It's quiet here as we wait. See, he's talking, so he wasn't knocked unconscious. It just seems like they're trying to go through their checklist of what happened, which is good to see. It is 9 minutes and 51 seconds in the second quarter. Screaming Eagles are trailing by 6-0. Looking at the radar, there's nothing. This is going to be a clear night tonight. No rain. Perfect night for football. As we just are waiting right now to see going on. One of the train staff from the Warcats is bringing something to the field to assist. Never want to see injury on either side of the ball. Bringing an update for the Brewers. Brewers are on the bottom of the second against the Cubs. 0-0. They're batting right now. I'll keep giving updates as that goes. Brewers had a good end of year. They are 90-69. So, been a lot. If you've been a Brewer fan outside of the month of June, it's been a good year to watch them. All right, we're still waiting with bated breath. See what's happening with the Schwabing and Screaming Eagle player, and as soon as I know more, Kurt. Happens, I will give you that knowledge, but in the meantime, we will switch it to a 2-minute break.
Communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Schwabing Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Schwabing Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Schwabing Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Welcome back to the Birchwood Winter Warcats hosting the Schwamgen Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles. second quarter with 9 minutes and 15 seconds left. 6 points to 0, Chihuahua Tribunals are trailing. Unfortunately, right now, we've been in a extended break because Derek Bonga has gotten hurt, and he's been laying down for the last 5 minutes as both coaching staffs on both teams, the refs, as well as some staff here, are helping him. He's still laying down. I can see his arms moving, and he's talking. So I don't know what happened, but it seems pretty serious. Looking like a left leg injury of some sort. All right, they're sitting him up finally. That's good. I think they really wanted to make sure that they cleared sort of concussion, something like that. So everyone on their knees, we're just waiting with bated breath, trying to sit him up, and they laid him back down. So we're just waiting right now, trying to see what's happening. Derek Bonga on the previous play got handed the ball up the gut. He's our big muscle runner, big bull, and it looked like he was on track for a first down and fumbled. And then when the play dispersed, he was on the ground. So we don't really know what happened. But that's where we are. If you're joining us, let's pray for Derek Bonga and that the injury is not serious, that he can recover from it quickly and get back to doing what he loves to do, and that's play football, be with his team. Warcats, their staff are doing an incredible job. This isn't their player, but that doesn't matter. They're out there. They're talking with the coaching staff of the Shawmigan Screaming Eagles, doing what they can do to help. And I just want to call out that the wonderful host, good, great respect goes towards their team, their staff, the city. As yeah, we're enemies on the field, right? But there's a respect there, and I'm very thankful that football can bring out the best of both sides. We're still waiting the injury here as more people are making their way out onto the field. They were able to remove his pads. About once more, being able to talk to him. If you're just joining us, the score is 6-0, four caps with 9 minutes and 51 seconds in the second quarter. And we've been... there's been an injury on the field that is, the player's still on the ground. It's been about 10 minutes, and just waiting to see if they can get him up or what's going on with that. And the player, Derek Bonga of the Shawmigan community, will be kicking it to another 1 minute break.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to the Birchwood Winter War Camps, hosting the Swamigan Mercer Butternut Screaming Eagles, as we are still waiting on Derek Bonga on the field as he is laying down injured. We're just hoping right now and praying that he's okay. Both coaching staffs for both teams are out there with other adults as they are talking with him. I mean, from what I'm looking at, I'm thinking it's a left leg injury. We're just kind of waiting. I'm during that break, I've actually been getting a few texts. It is okay. Thank you. I just got an update from the booth here that the medical team is coming in to escort him off the field. And so if you're listening, Derek Bonga is the one that's hurt. So let's pray for him tonight as he goes. You just hate to see it. You understand the risk with football, but, you know, we try to play the best we can, as hard as we can. And, you know, it sometimes this happens. And, you know, Derek's a good kid. He'll do what he needs to do on the road to recovery. And there we go. We're just awaiting that right now. So I'm actually, as I've been sitting here during the ads breaks, I've been getting texts from quite a few people asking if he's okay. So I'm very thankful that we have a community that cares. That cares enough to, you know, make sure this kid's okay. Right now, we're just waiting on that to happen. Just an update, we have, for future events, we have the volleyball JV team versus Flambeau October 2nd. We have cross country at Phillips on October 3rd. Tomorrow, we have the volleyball tournament for the Screaming Eagles at Rylander. So if you're on those teams or going to plan, good luck to our Screaming Eagles for other sports, as they hope to represent us well. The ambulance is pulled up on the track field as we're waiting for the medical teams to go and get him safely escorted off the field. While that's happening, we will be taking another 2-minute ad break.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated. Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. EMTs are on the field and they are assisting. It looks like they're bracing his leg. I'm wondering what happened. A break or tendon tear or something, but we'll get an update. As when I get that updated, I'll let you know. Once again, we are all awaiting the injury of Derek Bong on the field. He's been laying down for about 20 minutes now as an ambulance was called. They're here. The EMTs are out there helping and getting him prepared to transfer onto a stretcher and then taken to the local hospital. So whether you know Derek or not, just throw up some prayers for him, his family, as we hope for a swift recovery, good report for this injury. I want to thank the Warcats once again. Their coaching staff and their team have been so respectful and so helpful for this player that's on the other side for the Screaming Eagles. And you very pleased to see that. And it's just just another wonderful thing about football and sports is that every opportunity is to show your sportsmanship, even when the game itself is not being played. So just want to say thank you to the Warcats for being as helpful as possible in this situation as the Screaming Eagles are processing the serious injury that Derek Bonga took to his leg. It looks like his leg. Once again, I'm not down there, but that just seems to be where they're all bracing and wrapping, keeping from moving. And they were able to sit him up, and he's been using his arms and talking. So I think I can safely assume that it is a lower body injury of some sort. They are still getting ready to transfer him onto the stretcher. I think they're just situating to the best they can to be the least painful, safest way they can do that. Every player's taking a knee. The crowd has been quiet and patient. So thank you for everyone who's been listening on the broadcast. I know this is very unique. We don't usually see this, especially at this level of play, an injury that takes this long to care for. But I'm, once again, very happy that we're taking the care to do this right. It is 6-0. Warcats in the lead in the second quarter, 9 minutes and 51 seconds. The Eagles have the ball. It's about fourth down and about 5 to go when the game resumes. And so, and that should be soon. We can get back to ball. Derek Bonga, we're pulling for you, man. And we're hoping tonight is good reports. So that even though it hurts now, that we'll have a swift recovery coming for you this week. We'll be kicking to another 2-minute ad break as they are getting ready to escort their clock off the field.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back. As both teams are still helping, the EMTs are getting ready. They haven't been able to escort them off the field yet, but we've been able to, it looks to be a left shin injury of some sort. Whether that's a fracture or a high ankle sprain, we just don't know. But he is in pain. And the EMTs are out there with him right now. Ambulance is right by the field getting ready to escort him when they're able to safely do that with the least amount of pain possible. So right now, both coaching staffs are working with EMTs, refs as well, and both teams are still on taking a knee, and we're just waiting for Derek Bunga to be escorted to the hospital to be taken care of properly. Thank you for joining us tonight. I know it's, you don't like to see injuries, hear injuries, and I don't like talking about them, but right now this is pretty serious. So please, if you throughout this week, if you think of Derek Bunga, please throw up a prayer for him that the injury that he has sustained would be healed and will be stronger than ever. He loves to play. He's a footballer. He absolutely can. He is not only one of our big linemen, but it's fun to see him get the ball out of the backfield because he just relishes throwing his shoulder down and just mowing over kids, right? And when you're all jam-packed, I mean, you put that many big bodies in a small area and they're all running as fast as they can, as hard as they can, I imagine that, you know, some legs get bumped and it looks like his left shin maybe hit a knee or hit the ground weird. You just don't know. And he got injured in that pile. So we don't like seeing it. We understand the risks of football. And, you know, I mean, he plays hard. He plays hard. It's the second quarter, 9 minutes and 51 seconds on the clock, 6-0. Warcats are leading the Shawangunk Screaming Eagles. They have the ball right now, but it's about fourth and six when they resume. From what I'm looking on the field now with Derek Bunga, they've got the orange stretcher, the one they carry next to him, and it looks like they're about to just transport him onto it right now as they're going to lift him. Once again, thank you so much for the Warcats. Even the parents out here are helping on this side. They've just been, you know, I respect this place so much, even more. I already did, and I respect it even more. You know, it's not their player, but that doesn't matter. That's not what this is about. And thank you for, you know, I'm from Park Falls, you know, so I've always been particular for the Screaming Eagles fans, and I just, as the Screaming Eagles team, and just seeing the Warcats just displaying great sportsmanship is just, this is what it's about. And I'm just super thankful for that. And so on behalf of Park Falls and the Swamming Screaming Eagles, thank you, Winter and Birchwood Warcats, for this display. All right. He's been lifted. They have the stretcher underneath him, and he's been safely put down. And now they can properly carry him to the stretcher. That is good to see. Good progress. It, them moving him means that they are comfortable to move him. And so I'm hoping that means that we have stabilized